The Alzheimer's Society of Ireland is hosting the 30th Alzheimer's Tea Day across Ireland this May. The Alzheimer's Day Centre in Ennis will join the celebrations with Tea Day on Friday, the 3rd of May at the centre. The 30th anniversary is a significant milestone, as statistics show that at least 30 people in Ireland are diagnosed with dementia every single day. And joining me to discuss this further is Fiona Staunton, who is the Clare Dementia Advisor from the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. And she's on the line now. Fiona, good morning to you.
Good morning, Alan. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you for joining us. This is, a big occasion, the 30th, but also it is an important event, whether it's the 30th Alzheimer's Tea Day or not, in terms of the awareness and funds that it raises.
Absolutely. And it's amazing to have got to 30 years. I can't believe we're 30 years and 16 years myself with the society, so it doesn't feel like it only feels like yesterday. But it's wonderful. We have people who've been doing the Tea Day for the last 30 years, and to see that continuation and that support in the county is amazing.
The fact that, as I say, at least 30 people in Ireland are diagnosed with dementia every single day, just the numbers are really stark. And I know at the society, you're providing resources and services to a huge amount of people, 64,000 individuals living with dementia and their families around the country. But that number in the next 25 years is expected to double.
It is, and I suppose a lot of that too is because we're diagnosing earlier and we're acknowledging the diagnosis, which we probably didn't in the past as well too. You know, we probably had as big as numbers before, but we just didn't acknowledge it, so, which is great. So that means the awareness is working. You know, what we're doing is actually working. We're getting out to people. We're getting them in earlier, which is really what we want, people to come to us for early diagnosis, because we can put the supports in. We were firefighting for years, Alan. You know, we were dealing with crisis, and that's changing, thank God. You know, and we're talking to people, you know, putting in place things like enduring power of attorney and, you know, and supports at home and understanding and even the basic understanding of what dementia is, because some people don't even know that, or maybe haven't asked got a proper diagnosis from their doctor or whoever diagnosed them initially. So it's really important that we have the resources to create that awareness.
And how wide-ranging are the services provided by the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland?
They're changing, Alan, in a lot of ways, because initially when I started it was home care and daycare, and what we're trying to do is provide support like support clubs. We have our support group is next Thursday night, the 25th, and up in our day centre in Ennis from 7 to 9. And we also have a social club which meets every dementia cafe, which meets the third Wednesday of every month in our day centre in Ennis. And it was on this week, and we had somebody from Hidden Hearing talking to us about hearing. It was really interesting, and the impact of hearing and dementia, and dementia and hearing. And we even had a hearing test for people afterwards. And we had the Age Friendly, or the Homes Ireland, who came to talk to us. And next month we have somebody from Speech and Language coming to talk to us. And as one of our participants said, it was lovely to be at an interesting talk that was positive. You know, so that was lovely to hear that feedback as well too. So we're trying to put in as many supports as we can.
And I think we have just lost Fiona on the line. We'll see if we can get her back to keep talking about the fact that the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland are hosting that Tea Day. Just to remind you, it's taking place on Friday the 3rd of May at their centre, their day centre in Ennis, from 2:30 to 4 p.m. We should have Fiona on the line again. Fiona, are you there?
Hi, Alan. The guys have been out on the road. This is what we do.
You just can't trust coverage at the best of times.
No, you can't.
You were talking, you know, about some of the services, Fiona, and I just want to ask you, because we mentioned that the numbers are expected to double of people diagnosed with dementia. So you're talking about it maybe going up to close to 130,000 by nearly 2050. The ASI, you know, a day like Tea Day is important for fundraising. Is that the range of services, and is the funding going to have to grow significantly over the next 2.5 decades for the ASI to be able to expand the services and resources that it provides if that number of people is going to double?
Absolutely, and it's just because we don't know what kind of services we will have to provide, so we need to have that funding to back up. We're very lucky, say, in my case, with dementia advisors, we're ring-fenced in the budget, and so our funding is ring-fenced, so it's great to know that. But our service level agreements are signed off every year, so we're unsure every year as to how much hours we can fund, you know, and how much hours we can deliver, and you know how many carers we can take on and employ in that period of time. So for future planning, we really do need to know where the money's coming from, where we're going to find it, and that's why we have to fundraise as much as we do. So it's a big day for us. It's a really important day for us. And people have been so generous to us, particularly in County Clare. Some people have been having tea days forever. And if you haven't had a tea day before, send in for the pack, www.teaday.ie. You get the pack out to you. And if you do it, my own son does it in his company, he works in Galway, and they do their own section, and this year they're doing it in a bigger section, and his company are going to match fund, which is brilliant. So, you know, there's lots of things we can do. Have it in your kitchen. You know, it's always good to have a cuppa. It can be tea or coffee, it doesn't have to be tea. But, you know, sit down, talk to people, and maybe think of people who you know who had dementia or who have dementia. Remember them and, you know, share our stories, because that's what's really important. And take that opportunity for Tea Day to do that. And we're so grateful for all the help we get. And we're looking for more, as always. But, yeah, just have a cuppa and enjoy it.
And for those who head along to the Alzheimer's Day Centre in Ennis on Friday, the 3rd of May, Fiona...
We've changed it slightly, Alan, this year, just to let people know. We're actually going to keep the 3rd of May for our families and for our clients this year, because they very rarely get the opportunity to sit down together and meet. So we decided that we're going to just keep it for the clients and their families, and it's an opportunity for them to meet. Because usually they meet at the door, running, collecting and dropping people. So it would be nice for them to sit down and have a chat. So we're going to see how that goes, and I think it's a nice thing to do.
And will there be anything else happening around the tea day aside from lots of tea and coffee being drank and lots of chats being had?
That's the main point for that, is meet people and have a chat and get out into the community. And it's just to spread the word. We're here to support you. It can be just to sit down and have a chat with somebody. It can be for 5 kilos, but just to know we're here and we're going to keep going as well as much as we can.
Well, for more information or to register as an organiser, you can visit www.tday.ie. Fiona, always a pleasure to have you on, and thank you so much for joining us.
Just one last thing. If you're good on social media, just do the hashtag TDay30 and get the word out there and get the pictures out there as well.
Brilliant. More awareness is always very much welcome. Fiona, thank you very much.
Thanks, Alan.
Take care. That's Fiona Staunton, the Clare Dementia Advisor from the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland.